You're listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by RECO, your local guide for all things real estate investing in Colorado. Hey, Colorado Springs. This is Jenny Bayless, and I just wanted to give everyone a quick deal analysis this week. It is for a property in Pueblo that closed a few months ago. Very straightforward rental property. Pretty excited to just run through the numbers. So the investors on this deal, they're a young couple that live and they currently house hack in the Denver area. And they're looking to expand their rental portfolio while at the same time saving up for their next house hack. So I think that their plan is to do a house hack, you know, once every 1 to 2 years, and then hopefully in the meanwhile be able to accumulate supplemental rental properties as well during those downtimes. So they were really attracted to Pueblo's returns and the price point. They were so great to work with, really fun couple, looking forward to working with them on the next one. So they worked with Leah as their agent, of course, since she is our residential Pueblo expert down here. And when they were looking for properties, it was definitely when the market was really, really hot this past spring. So I know that they put in quite a few offers. There were some really competitive buyers happening at that time, but they were able to land on a really, really good property. So I'm really happy for them on that. It's a 2-bed, 1-bath, single family home. It was located in the southwest part of the city. It was listed at $149,000. So Leah and the buyers came in at $155,000 with a limited inspection objection, basically only objecting to items that cost $1,500 or more. And they didn't end up objecting to anything. Just, you know, newly remodeled, just minor items, very nicely done house, really perfect rental house, in my opinion. So let's go through the numbers. So they put 25% down. Again, the purchase price was $155,000. They incurred about $6,500 in acquisition costs. And then they do have initial repair costs of $3,000. So I know I just mentioned that they did not object to anything during the inspection. Unfortunately, they found a leak between the meter and the house, and that cost $2,500 to repair. Unfortunately, it was not discovered during inspection period. It was discovered after they already closed on the house. So sometimes that happens. It's just kind of part of owning rental properties. You know, things don't always happen the way you want it to. So they were able to get that fixed, thank goodness, and get the home rented out. And the, you know, additional $500 to get to that $3,000 was just for some minor repairs. They needed to add a railing to the front and the back porches for safety reasons. So again, this was a couple months ago. And as we know, interest rates are rising really quickly. So they were able to lock in an investment loan at 5.625%. And they were able to get this property rented out very quickly. They were able to achieve $1,150 a month in rent. And they are using property management. That was their whole goal, is they wanted to set it and forget it, because, you know, they live in Denver, they're busy professionals. So they just wanted to turn this property over to their PM and not think about it. Budgeting 8% for monthly reserves. It was recently rehabbed, but, you know, it's an older home. I think that's on the safe side. No HOA, $550 a year in taxes, and $800 a year in insurance. And the tenant pays for all utilities and takes care of landscaping for those items. So let's go over to the cash flow tab. We're looking at a net operating income of about $9,300 a year minus mortgage payments. Gives us an annual cash flow before taxes of $1,246. So this kind of fits the bill for a lot of our investors, you know, looking for $100 a month on their property in cash flow with a PM in place. I think that's pretty good. And it's almost a 6% cap rate. So I think we're definitely on the right track with this property. I did want to kind of play around with the interest rate a little bit since at the time of recording, it's end of September right now. I wanted to play around and see, you know, with a higher interest rate, what this property would look like. Obviously, the cap rate is not going to change, but let's look at the annual cash flow. So again, this couple, they bought it at 5.625%. Let's do 6.5%. That changes things to an annual cash flow of about $459 per year. So we're still cash flow positive with 6.5%. So, you know, just something to consider. I think that this is going to be a really good long-term property for them. I would suspect that they have a pretty good chance of rents raising in that area. So they're safe on that end and safe with building in for contingencies, reserves, and all those things that we encourage everyone to account for. So just wanted to go through this property real quick just to show everyone that there are still deals out there. Pueblo is a really good opportunity for people to get into the market and still walk away with a little bit of cash flow, even in today's interest rate environment. All right. Thanks, everyone.